美国国会众议院议长佩洛西访问台湾之后，中国军方连续数日在台湾周边进行了大规模的军事演习，骤然升高了台海战争的危机。星期三8月10日，北京发布了最新的台湾问题白皮书，重申不放弃对台动武，并称台湾民进党政府是必须清除的障碍。台海危机是否会导致台湾战争？美国将如何应对可能发生的战争？接下来我们连线美国之音驻纽约记者，请他来介绍专家的看法。方斌你好。
林森你好。
我们首先还是从佩洛西议长访台这个事件谈起。在战争危机升高的同时呢，美国国内对如何评估这次访问也是产生了尖锐的分歧。请你介绍一下你所采访的专家他们的观点。
好的。佩洛西议长访台可以说是引起了全球的关注。那么美国国内批评者认为他此行缺乏战略眼光，把台湾置于遭中国攻击的危险境地，有的还说呢损害了拜登政府支持这个乌克兰的战略大局。那么支持者认为他此行表达了对台湾作为民主盟友的坚定的支持，显示了美国在一旦中国武力攻台的时候捍卫台湾的决心。林森，
那么佩洛西议长这次访问台湾，就是他的这一项访问，但刚才谈到很有争议了。那么他究竟这个访问是值不值的？你所采访的专家是怎么说的？
我采访了哥伦比亚大学政治学教授李安友。那么李安友教授认为，其实美中两国他们的基本的政策并没有改变，可是呢，双方在如何执行这些政策上面出现了很大的变化。所以他认为这场危机是美中两国对抗越来越激烈的必然的结果。我们来听李安友教授怎么说。
United States has been showing more and more support for Taiwan, sending other high officials, cabinet ministers, increasing weapons sales, military training, rhetorical support.Mobilizing allies to see the Taiwan issue as strategically important. So this is a trend that's taking place. So Pelosi's trip is part of that trend. So whether she went or didn't go, I think that trend is happening. So it isn't really that she made it happen. It's just, she is part of it. And China decided to makeher trip a particular moment, a particular breakpoint, if you will, in that trend. That was China's decision, which I understand from the Chinese point of view. They want to send a stronger and stronger signal and find a time to send that signal. So when I look at it from that point of view, I don't feel that it's a question of whether her trip was worth it or not worth it. It seems to me it was justIt didn't accomplish, it accomplished, I mean, another representation of American support for Taiwan. But had she not gone, this crisis would have happened sooner or later anyway.
Yeah, 林森，这就是那个李安友教授的这个看法。
那么佩洛西议长访问台湾之后，我们已经注意到，就是中国已经连续好几天进行了这个规模和强度都是前所未有的这样的一个军事演习，那么就引发了国际社会对于北京，到底会不会真的要对台湾发动战争这样的一个讨论。关于这个问题，你采访的专家是怎么说的？
我采访了塔夫特斯大学政治学的副教授麦克贝克利。那么他呢是今年8月出版的《危险区域即将到来的与中国的冲突》这本书的作者，他最近呢还跟那个约翰斯霍普金斯大学的政治学教授哈尔德斯在《华尔街日报》发表了这个一篇文章，题目呢就叫《即将到来的台湾战争》。那么在贝克利看来，他不认为台海战争迫在眉睫，但是他认为在未来5到10年内是中国最有可能武力攻打台湾的这样一个时期。他称这个时期呢为北京所拥有的一个军事机会的窗口期。我们来听他解释这个窗口期到底是什么意思。
about a decade of a massive military buildup where it's churned out warships and ammunition faster than any country we've seen since World War II. And at the same time, the United States and Taiwan have been very slow about diversifying their own forces and reinforcing them. And so China has this military window of opportunity. But at the same time, you know, the United States and Taiwan have ambitious plans to revamp their defenses by the 2030s. And by that point, China is going to be in a severe demographic crisis because it's going to lose 70 million working age adults between now and then, gain 120 million senior citizens. The economy looks like it's in really bad shape. Debt has obviously ballooned and is going to weigh down growth in the years ahead. And Xi Jinping will be in his 80s by the early 2030s. So there's just a lot of arrows pointing to this is the most dangerous period for Taiwan.
很有意思啊，窗口期。
所以这个贝克利教授他基本上就是说这个窗口期就是在美国和台湾在这个防御体系的这个改造方面，他们要完成要到2030年。嗯，就这窗口期就是留给中国是从5年到10年这样一个时间之内。嗯，没错。
那么台海危机加剧的同时啊，还有研究中国问题的专家就说了，说美国的对华政策应该从传统的，就是现在的所谓的叫做战略模糊，转到这个战略清晰，很明确美国捍卫台湾的立场。那么你所采访的专家是怎么看这个问题的？是的，那首先我来讲一下，就是美国对华政策的战略模糊，指的呢就是。 一方面，美国通过了这个三个公报，承认世界上只有一个中国，台湾属于中国，但是呢，不表示同意，只是承认。另外一方面呢，美国又通过了台湾关系法和六项保证来协助台湾的这个防卫能力。那么，随着习近平对内对外推行镇压和扩张的政策，尤其是对台湾的武力威胁，所以呢，就有美国专家就认为说。 美国应该明确在中国武力攻台的时候，美国捍卫台湾的这样一种立场，把它明确起来。拜登总统本人就多次在公开的场合表示过这样的一个立场，但是事后呢，白宫又立刻出来纠正。那么现在主张这个战略清晰的这些专家就认为说呢，只有清晰的表达才能对北京的武力攻台呢形成一种威慑。但是呢，我采访的李安友教授说呢，他并不赞成。
Decisive factor is not about what the United States says, but about whether the United States has a credible military deterrent against China. So the United States needs to study what is China's strategy, what platforms does China have, what training does China have, and then the United States needs to have an effective, credible deterrent. My assessment is that right now, and I base this on Pentagon reports from every year about the PLA, the Pentagon says that right now the Chinese have an asymmetric capability of threatening American aircraft carriers and air and naval bases in Asia. So if the United States doesn't have a really credible deterrent, it doesn't matter what we say. The key thing is to adapt and build up our military posture so that Beijing understands that it cannot win a war that it would launch against Taiwan. So I'm not in favor of making a change in from strategic ambiguity to strategic clarity when we don't have the actual military deployment to enforce strategic clarity.
李安友教授他刚才谈到了一份报告，这份报告大概就是应该是指的美国国防部2020年9月发表的这个解放军战力的一个报告，而其中说的这种不对称的这种能力，有一些专家就认为主要是指的解放军有是有数千枚的这样陆基的弹道导弹，它具有摧毁美国大型船舰的能力。你采访的专家对于美国应该采取什么样的措施能够有效的应对或者有效的反制措施，有什么样的建议？
我采访这个贝克利教授，我在问他如何避免可能的台海战争的问题，因为他说台海战争并不是必然的、不可避免的。 那么我在问他如何避免这个台海战争的问题的时候，他就说美国应该把主要的这个目标放在部署针对中国入侵舰队的精准制导导弹的这个部署上面，他认为这样就可以形成对中国入侵的这个威慑力。啊，我们来听贝克利教授怎么说。
I think this would be that difficult logistically. We're not talking about fancy new weapon systems. We're talking about simple shooters and sensors and as many of them as you can get placed around the Taiwan Strait so that if China does send an invasion fleet across or a blockade armada, that you would have all of these missile launchers around there that could potentially pulverize those forces and just hope by setting up and creating this sort of no person sea in the Taiwan Strait.That you would deter Beijing from trying a war in the first place just because they know they'd have to take huge losses at the outset. So if you can install that, I mean, you can frankly magnify, you know, what Ukraine has done to Russian forces using these precision-guided munitions to just decimate large massed forces of the kind China would need to conquer Taiwan. If you can show that you're ready to do that, then that obviously makes the decision much less likely in Beijing.
贝克利教授呢还认为说，解放军的军演会成为一种新的常态，目的呢首先是遏制国际社会越来越多的认同台湾事实上独立的这样一种趋势，同时呢也含有在需要发动战争的时候呢可以利用这样的军演呢来对台进行突然袭击。林森，
好，谢谢方斌，这是美国之音驻纽约记者方斌的连线报道，谢谢。